Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the new 2 Minute Disciple Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Euler, and I am so excited to bring this podcast to you. What we're going to do is we're going to start today in Matthew chapter 1. We'll read Matthew chapter 1 together, and then I'll give you kind of my insights, the things that really stuck out to me, and then I'll pray, and then we'll be done. Okay, let's dive right in. We're in Matthew chapter 1. We're reading from the New Living Translation. So here we go. This is a record of the ancestors of Jesus the Messiah, a descendant of David and of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother was Bathsheba, the widow of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jehoram. Jehoram was the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Ammon. Ammon was the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jehoiakim and his brothers born at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the Babylonian exile, Jehoiakim was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abiad. Abiad was the father of Eliakim. Eliakim was the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok. Zadok was the father of Achim. Achim was the father of Eliud. Eliud was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Mary gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Messiah. All of those listed above included 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the Babylonian exile, and 14 from the Babylonian exile to the Messiah. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," said the angel, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. And it's really cool how this story unfolds. We see, you know, it's real familiar to us. We're getting ready to go into Christmas time, and all of us have heard the story, but it bears repeating because Jesus is the one who is promised. We see God's faithfulness in Jesus' story here. We see that God is faithful. He called someone, promised a Messiah to come from them, and he actually delivered. God is amazing. And that's what we find out most about Jesus in this story, is that God is amazing in the way that he put Jesus in the right family. And at the right time, he came. Even the way that he numbers generations, there's 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David till the exile, and 14 generations from the exile to Jesus' birth. It is amazing how God did all of that. God is faithful. What we found out about Jesus is that he is the Savior of all of us, that he will take all of our sins and wash them away. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for sending your son at the right time, putting him in the right family to be born, and so that he can fulfill the promises that you made us. God, you are so amazing. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow as we go through the Gospels. See you then. This has been the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast. Make sure you tell all of your friends and family about this new podcast. Let's spread the word and get as many people listening so we can have a community that is reading the Gospels together.